This is one point. The second point is that they are saying Hezbollah has fears and also is anxious concerning some issues being said about the International Tribunal concerning the suspects of the Rafiq Hariri assassination. For this reason, Hezbollah is complicating the formation of the cabinet because Hezbollah wants guarantees concerning the International Tribunal. This is also not true. We do not want guarantees concerning the International Tribunal on Rafiq Hariri. We are not requesting such guarantees. And this was also not discussed between me and the Prime Minister designate, nor was it discussed between members of Hezbollah and the Prime Minister designate. We haven't specified this as a part of our discussions. We are not requesting guarantees in the issue of the International Tribunal. We are not requesting guarantees from the government or from anyone else. We are not requesting guarantees from anyone in the world concerning the International Tribunal on the Rafiq Hariri assassination. Now, the arms of resistance is on the table of dialogue. Concerning the International Tribunal, let's not behave preemptively. Some want to behave preemptively. Some behave preemptively because they want to help the country, because they want the country to benefit. Some are using the International Tribunal for their own personal reasons. Let's not behave preemptively. Everything is good when its time comes. Now, I would like to add another point. In all of our discussions, we never requested guarantees in any subject whatsoever which relates to Hezbollah. We never requested such guarantees which relate to us. And now, of course, this is my own sympathetic rhetoric, which is not part of Hezbollah's policy. Even I, personally, as I said, this is my personal rhetoric, if the opposition agrees with the Prime Minister designate and they put together a national unity government, which they agree upon, and if we are not part of this government, we won't be sad. I, Hassan Nasrallah, I won't be sad if this happens. And we would support such a government, and we would give it a vote of confidence, and we would support it. So, from our perspective, we do not want any guarantees, whether it be concerning arms or tribunal, or the tribunal. The issue is that the opposition members who are negotiating now in the issue of forming a cabinet, they are negotiating for the sake of a real partnership. At the end, today, we have very important political factions. The elections proved that there are important political factions, big factions in the country which cannot be ignored. And only cooperation between these factions can lead to progress in the country, can move this country forward. The opposition considers itself concerned in administering the country for the next 4 years, in managing the country for the next 4 years. We have a parliament, we have a government which will be formed, a government which will manage the country. We have many important events coming up. Financially, we have the 50, 40, 60, I don't know, million dollars of debt. How do we confront this? This is an important issue. This is a decision which must be made by the government. If it wants to increase taxes to address this issue, it must inform all the Lebanese. This concerns all the Lebanese. If it wants to sell some of Lebanon's property, this also concerns all the Lebanese. So no faction can say we want to control the country by ourselves or manage the country by ourselves. Because of the importance, because of the very important decisions which we must make, we have the economic social problems, the poverty, the hunger, which many people suffer from. The majority of the Lebanese suffer from these problems. So these problems don't concern one side or one party or one faction. So how do we collectively address these problems? Of course, they speak about the state playing the role. So I ask them, let's all go and behave as the state, as a responsible state. If we are all part of the state, we can accomplish in 2 years what factions by themselves might not be able to accomplish in 10 years. What about the security challenges, such as the Israeli espionage networks? Of course, unfortunately, it is true that in the media we heard a lot about these espionage cells or networks, but from the security political perspective, we have not evaluated this issue appropriately.